How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. How's it going, my friend? Welcome back to the Action After as we dive into Daniel Gomez's Action After as we talk about today, three ways to increase your value in yourself. Now, in the episode with Daniel, if you listen to the full thing or you want to get some highlights here, one of the big things we talked about is how so many times as you go throughout your life that you can undervalue yourself. You don't own the qualities, you don't own the value you have in yourself. And if you don't own your value, it sprinkles into every other area of your life. If you don't own your own value, now you're not going to push yourself as much, let's say, professionally. If you don't own your value, maybe you don't go for the relationship that is the one that would light your soul on fire. If you don't value yourself, maybe you don't show up to the gym because you say, you know what? I don't deserve it, right? If you do not value yourself, it will affect every area of your life. And Daniel said a powerful statistic for us on the episode is that 90% of people undervalue themselves. And so what we're going to do here over the next few minutes is give you three ways that you can start to increase your value in yourself. Now, the first way you can do this is action after item one is I want you to ask yourself, what are a few things that you currently struggle in owning about yourself? And what I mean by that are, what are a few things that you lack? And again, what I mean by that is internally, what do you lack, right? I don't mean, oh, I lack that, you know, mansion that I want or whatever it is. What are a few things you lack internally when it comes to how you value yourself, right? Do you struggle? And a key here before I say anything else is honesty. The number one key to breaking through in any area of your life is you must start with honesty. So as we break through here and get you to own your value more, number one, you got to be honest with yourself. So do you lack confidence in yourself? Is that maybe something you struggle with? Do you struggle with owning the beauty that you have? Maybe do you struggle with believing that you're beautiful, believing that you're pretty, believing that you are sexy, right? What is something that you lack? Is that something that maybe you struggle with? Is something you struggle with owning your value? Right? Do you walk around throughout the day and you go, man, I just, you know, I don't really have much to offer the world. And I just, you know, I don't see why someone would accept me to this job or in this next career because I just don't have the value, right? What is something that you struggle with and you lack? And ideally, I want you to get five things specifically that you lack with. 3 to 5 things, right? It could be, again, 3 examples. Maybe you lack confidence. Maybe you lack owning your value. Maybe you lack owning your beauty, right? What are 3 to 5 things? And then what you want to do in the first way to increase the value in yourself is you want to flip those and turn them into affirmations, right? So how you can turn it into affirmation is if you say, you know what? I'm not really that confident. I don't really have a lot of confidence in myself. How you turn it into affirmation is you go, I am confident, or I am confidence, right? And that's your affirmation, right? Now, next, maybe you say, you know what? I don't really feel like I have a lot of value, or I don't really own my value. You go, you know what? I am value. You go, Stu is valuable. Stu is confident, right? And just list off whatever ones. You go, Stu is sexy. Stu is confident. Stu is valuable. Whatever the ones are that you need to own and turn those into affirmations. That is step one, and that is the number one way that you increase the value you have in yourself. Now, the second way is we all know repetition is the mother of all skills. So the second way you can increase your value is turn this into something that is daily put into your mind, right? Daily put into your brain, daily put into your being. And the way that you're going to do that is one of the ways Daniel Gomez shared with us, is you want to find a mirror that you look at every single morning. This could be the mirror in your bathroom. This could be if you have like a full-length mirror and that's what you look at in the morning as you get your day started, you know, look yourself as you get out of bed. Where is a mirror that you look in the morning, that you look at every single day, and then go write. Do not use Sharpie by accident. We've all been there, right? Find an Expo marker. Go buy an Expo marker and write on your mirror your new affirmations. Write those 3 to 5 affirmations on your mirror so you see them every single day. So when you wake up and you're rubbing the sleepy stuff out of your eye and you look in the mirror, what you see back is you see the picture of yourself in the mirror, but you also see Stu is confident. Stu is valuable. Stu is sexy, right? Whatever those ones are, you see those back and you start to own them. All right, that's the second way that you can begin to increase your value in yourself. Now, the third way to increase the value in yourself is we're going to take this one step deeper. And studies have shown that if you listen to something, you retain a little bit of information. If you write something down, aka write it on your mirror, you retain a little bit more information. But the way you retain the most information and the way you implement something into you at the deepest level neurologically is when you say it out loud. When you verbally have words come out of your mouth and you say it out loud, that is when the biggest power begins to change in your neurological, in your belief systems, is saying it out loud continuously. So the third way that you can increase your value in yourself is now that you got your three to five affirmations, now that you've written those 3 to 5 affirmations on your mirror, the next step is to read those out loud to yourself every single day. For those of you that are overachievers, you want to do it in the morning and you want to do it before you go to bed. At least 2 times a day. You want to do it in the morning because it's fresh. It'll start off your day, and you want to do it before you go to bed so it puts it in your unconscious as you go to bed. All right. Now, for those of you that say, Stu, I want to dabble in this and I want to go full force, just do it in the morning. When you wake up, again, you wipe the sleepy stuff out of your eyes. You look in the mirror. You see those affirmations in the mirror. And very simply, read them out loud to yourself at least 1 time. I would say read them out loud to yourself at least 3 times, but at least 1. And just look in the mirror at yourself and say those things to yourself. Say, Stu is valuable. Stu is sexy. Stu is confident. Whatever your 3 to 5 affirmations are, and begin to own those daily. Now, I promise you, as you start to do this daily and you start to get it into your body, you are going to start to watch many different aspects of your life begin to transform. All right, so go out there and execute on these action afters. Daniel Gomez gave it to you on a silver platter. You just got to go do it, my friend. Take the action. Remember, you are one of the few who says, I am not willing to settle for less than a life that lights up my soul every single day. And this is how you do it. This is how you get clarity on the next step. This is how you powerfully step into the next phase of your life, is find those 3 to 5 affirmations. The 3 to 5 things you lack, turn them into affirmations. Number 2, write those affirmations on your mirror. And the final third way to increase the value you have in yourself is read them out loud to yourself every single day. All right, my friends, that's what we got for you on the action after today. Go out, go execute. And if you would be so kind, I would love for you to go to the iTunes store as well. And really quick, 15 seconds, let me know, what did you like from this episode? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? I would love to hear feedback from you, because that's how I make the show better for you every single week. So go there, drop us a rating, drop us a review so we can make it better for you. And other than that, there's one last thing I want to leave you with, and it's just to make sure that you have an unbelievable day. Find something to be grateful for today. You are up, you are breathing, you are alive, you were given another beautiful gift, which is one more day on this earth, and I want you to make sure you take that in and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. All right, I will talk to you on the podcast next time, and other than that, have a beautiful day. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love.
go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.